Welcome to the Fearless Podcast. In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Fearless Podcast. This is an emergency broadcast, episode 28.
Episode 28, y'all.
We're back. We just recorded episode 27. So if you haven't had a chance to check that out, I interviewed Josh Lewis, an awesome dude from Pennsylvania. He's doing some awesome stuff. So check him out. He built his own dream in a cornfield. What a great story. He's making it happen. And we had
to make this late night broadcast because some crazy news just broke tonight.
Yes, we interrupt your regularly scheduled program to bring you this deprogram. And this is an emergency broadcast. And someone had messaged me because we try to stay apprised of what's going on with Amos Miller. And I did see something in a comment that somebody mentioned something. And then I saw something on Twitter. And so I wanted to go over this article with you from the Lancaster Patriot. And this is as of January 4th. So this has been updated. State employees search Amos Miller farm, seize property. Three Pennsylvania stormtroopers and seven other individuals spent several hours inside a building on Amos Miller's Lancaster County farm while conducting a search on January 4th, eventually leaving with multiple coolers containing Miller's property. Attempts were made by the Lancaster Patriot to enter the facility during the search, but a Pennsylvania state stormtrooper said, "We're conducting a search warrant inside this building right now.
We're following orders,"
and told the reporter to leave the building until the search was completed. The search was conducted by employees of the Pennsylvania with Pennsylvania State Police offering assistance as needed.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you know, those menacing Amish people, you definitely need bodyguards and armed security.
Because those Amish people are just armed to the teeth.
You know? Brown shirts always need armed security with them, just in case, you know, just in case pacifists
need backup.
When Amish attack. They're trying to make that like a spoof show, the Amish Mafia. They're trying to like make that like a real thing.
The Amish Mafia would roll up and
apparently.
And that would kind of be nice.
I want to thank the Pennsylvania stormtroopers for their dedication and commitment to tyranny. And you, sir, are a great American and America. Okay. So they stormed this guy's house.
Yeah.
A search warrant was issued on January 3rd by Magisterial District Judge B. Denise Cummins. Well, there you go. No further comments are needed. Thank you, Denise. And what about the nephew? And included in affidavit of probable cause completed by Sherry Morris. There you go again. Acting Bureau Director of Food Safety with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. Keeping us all safe, y'all. Safe and effective. The affidavit referenced incidents involving Miller's products dating back to 2016. So this was prior to all the litigation, and it's the same rehashed, repackaged nonsense with the latest, including the claim that on December 19th to 23, Morris was informed by the state, by the New York State Department of Health of a confirmed positive case of foodborne pathogen, Shigatoxin producing E. coli. In an underage individual who had allegedly consumed products from Miller's private buying club on December 28th. Now, they already completely dispelled and disproved that whole prior claim of that person that died of cancer, unfortunately, and it had absolutely nothing to do with Amos Miller or his organic products. So let's see. On December 28th of 23, Morris was allegedly notified about a similar incident in Michigan. In the affidavit, Morris contends that Miller has not filed for applications from Pennsylvania's Department of Agriculture for registration, licensing, or permitting under the pertinent retail food facility safety act, food safety act, or milk sanitation laws. A report of seized property provided to Miller after the search was conducted listed 37 items, including sour cream, that deadly sour cream, chocolate milk, ice cream, and eggnog. So as you can see, this Amos Miller is clearly a domestic terrorist.
Definitely.
He's attacking people with comfort foods.
Mm.
A notice. Now, if you're lactose intolerant, you were very much, although it's probably A2.
Yeah.
It's good for those with lactose intolerance. But anyway, a notice affixed to a walk-in cooler door stated that the food in the cooler has been detained by the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture pursuant to Section 57, 26, 34, 62, hike A of the Food Safety Act. There's a food Section 5726A, y'all. There are so many laws.
Mm.
There is so much bureaucracy. We all break hundreds of thousands of laws every day. And just pray that it's not needful for the tyrants that shouldn't be to harass you and step on your throat and steal your food and steal other people's means of procuring healthy, regenerative food.
And they could have really easily done this with anybody.
Yeah, this is all of us. The reason it's so infuriating and ridiculous is this could be absolutely any one of us and all of us, and it may well very be.
Yeah.
And the most infuriating thing, the only way any of these tyrannical mustache man-like tactics happen is because of the compliance of the bureaucracy, the brown shirts involved, the peace officers that are just doing their job, all these people that are just doing their job, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And none of this tyranny, none of this like just complete and total, it's utterly disgusting. It's certainly not anything American or America. I mean, it is postmodern, post-truth America. It's clown world 2.0. It's where we are. And it's just obscene, and somebody should call Denise and tell her to go fly a kite. Denise, good old Denise Cummins and Sherry Morris.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go down that rabbit trail, but you want to know why all the emotionalism and all the, but my kids and my E. coli and all that stuff. And then all these women are like, yeah, there needs to be a warrant. That guy without a mustache is hurting people with sour cream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that real.
Yeah.
Removal or disposal of a detained embargoed food article is a criminal and civil offense. I'm glad that these stormtroopers, these Pennsylvania stormtroopers, and if you're a Pennsylvania stormtrooper and you don't like come out and like just decry this trash that your Pennsylvania stormtroopers are doing, you should quit and get an honest job delivering
because
if you're willing to be part of that thin blue line, you're part of the problem. You're not making it any better. It's really gross, and this stuff will continue to increase so much the more, and it's going to get worse. And you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution.
Correct.
And it's absurd. And then they're going to harass this guy who's got a family and a farm, and he's feeding people for real.
And he's already paid like hundreds of thousands.
He's already paid $552,000 in penalties and fines. That does nothing. All that does is stuff the pockets of the state.
Yep. Yeah. And they did start a GoFundMe for him, too.
Yeah, they started a new GoFundMe for him.
A GoFundMe or a
GiveSendGo. They started a new GiveSendGo. The cooler contains hundreds of items and represents a large portion of Miller's products. Miller's private buying club provides customers with sustainable alternatives, commercially produced food. In addition to serving customers who travel to his location, Miller also ships his products across the nation. His customers don't trust the large corporations, Miller told the Lancaster Patriot. There's very few people. Well, there's a handful of wise people that don't trust the large corporations, transnational corporations, the five or six transnational corporations that manufacture 98% of the highly processed foods.
Yeah.
Yeah. People that are wise, that don't like to die and that don't like to get cancer, they don't trust them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miller's products include, wait, depleted uranium. Oh, no. Cheese, meat, eggs, and raw milk.
Oh, gasp. My goodness.
Bite your fingernails.
Oh, my goodness.
In shock and horror. And Amos Miller, they should reinstitute hangings, and they should hang Amos Miller for this atrocity. And I'm not advocating for violence.
Nope.
This is a comedy show.
Comedy
y'all.
Show.
You have to. Yeah. And people would say, oh, why do you joke around about it? Because why do I joke around? This is a joke. Yeah,
it is.
It's a joke.
It really is.
You have to joke around about it, because these people are stinking. Denise and nephew and Sherry. These people are serious. They're not serious. These people are jokes. These people, they lay sideways in the public trough. They slurp up an enormous amount of tax dollars.
They do it just to mock us.
You know, and then they harass this man. Mm-hmm. And then the Pennsylvania stormtroopers do their bidding.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they just go follow suit with this thing.
Yep.
And, oh, but my pension, and I've served, and I need my pension, and but my family. Yeah. Yeah. Cool story.
Yep.
And this is a private buying club. And there are ways around all this bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Thomas Massey tweeted, looks like Amos Miller's farm is being raided. With all of the problems in society today, this is what the government wants to focus on? A man growing food for informed consumers, without participating in the industrial meat milk complex. It's shameful that it comes to this. That's why we're bringing it to light. That's why we're having the discussion. Very interestingly enough, my great friend Billy Bond over at the Permaculture Pimpcast just did a podcast on democide. And what's fascinating about that, you know, we hear all this like mainstream propaganda, and everybody always wants to talk about Mustache Man and all that stuff, Tiny Mustache Man and all these different things. But one, there were tyrants far more devastating and, Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge and Mao Zedong and all these other guys that killed far, 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 far more. But none of these tyrants killed people, one, with their own bare hands, nor at the barrel of a gun. They did it by proxy through their brown shirts, by their stormtroopers.
Yep.
They had their own stormtroopers, and they facilitated this tyranny on
for them. Yeah.
The civilians. And it's obscene, you know, and then when you take into factors of what's going on with the WEF and 2030 and all of these other things, they are a cog in the beast machine, and the beast got a beast. And here's the thing. If you're a stormtrooper, I can't say this enough. When you're part of the problem, when you're a part of that beast machine, when you're part of that beast system, and that beast got a beast, and then when you're just doing your job, like harassing and collecting,
how can you sleep at night?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea how these guys can sleep at night. You tell me how those donut eating super fat stormtroopers go in there and steal all that guy's stuff, and they'll go home and they'll be like, oh honey, we saved people from sour cream today. This raw milk, almost, they had this assault raw milk. You should have seen that this
chocolate milk.
This milk carton was spray painted black, and it was an assault milk. And we procured this assault milk from this Amish domestic terrorist. You know, he shaves his mustache. It's not as a sign of pacifism. You know, it's just a disguise so that people don't see that he's trying to assault them with his raw milk. Yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
Sad. The post on X has garnered over 745,000 views in less than 6 hours.
Oh, well, that's good.
Miller's attorney, Robert Barnes, released the following statement just hours after the search was conducted. Today, Department of Agriculture of the state of Pennsylvania suddenly came without notice raided Amos's farm and detained everything Amos had in the farm's freezer. They did so in a lawless manner without appropriate authority in violation of their own rules and regulations.
Sounds like the government.
Despite never objecting to the prior resolutions reached with the federal government. And despite a complete failure by the state to even reach out to Amos's known counsel, Robert Barnes, the state's own rules require advance notice, reasonable timeframes for inspections, and a showing of credentials, none of which occurred here. Yeah, stormtroopers storm. Stormtroopers don't show their papers. No, you're required to show your papers.
Yeah.
Right. Stormtroopers don't have to identify themselves. Stormtroopers don't have to value papers. No, none of that. No, I am the law. They all think they're Sylvester Stallone. I am the law. They really do. It's crazy. Just get pulled over for having a tail light that's out, and you'll find out all about it. See, the state's own rules require advance notice, reasonable time frames for inspections, and a showing of credentials, none of which were occurred here. Instead, the state unlawfully obtained a search warrant based on materially false statements in an affidavit by a high-ranking state official in an agency with a known grievance against independent farmers like Amos, so somebody that has a track record, and after the raid and finding no evidence of wrongdoing, then illegally ordered, detained every item of food in one of Amos Miller's coolers, including buffalo meat, not even subject to federal regulation. The detention order is patently illegal under Pennsylvania law. Despite the constant harassment, Amos will continue to do all he legally can do to provide the food his members deeply need. Amos, thanks you for your continued support at this critical time for food freedom in America. And there is attack on our food system. There's attack on our food supply. This is an overt attack on real food, real whole organic food. And this is also an attack on every single one of his customers that are counting on him. And this is attack on the infrastructure, and this is attack on the entire community, and this is attack on every single person that seeks to eat wholesome food and attempt to source wholesome food. And this is why we have to stand together in solidarity and talk about it and expose it and bring it to the light. And I think the greater, larger message is, yeah, the beast is going to beast, and these judges, these corrupt, this swamp of judges, and they're all on the take. The legit mob, you know, when they destroyed the mob and they killed the mob, when they all bought like waste management and started like dumping trash and pouring concrete and all becoming politicians, you know, when the mob died, the day the mob died, you know. When they all moved to the District of Criminals. These, like, if you work for the DUH, if you work for the U.S. Department of DUH or the Pennsylvania DUH, whatever, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. If you won't stand up and say, this is wrong and this needs to stop, and if you don't like me saying it, then fire me and let them fire you or grow a set and walk out.
Yeah.
Then you're part of the problem. You are part of the problem. And if you want to go do something real, start growing some food and providing for somebody instead of just taking. Oh, let me check your sour cream. This sour cream could kill somebody. And, you know, we have all these recalls every week. And every transnational mega multi-trillion dollar corporation.
Yeah.
They can spread this stuff all over the place. Oh, the recall. They paid a small penalty. And then meanwhile, they're trying to destroy this guy.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
How many people have died by eating something they bought at the grocery store or has cancer now? I mean, that's practically a large majority of people in America that are eating the standard American diet, and they're buying their own, buying 99% of their food from the grocery store, and then they're developing all these diseases.
And what's fascinating, well, right? I promise you, in the comments in this video, there will be, and I'm going to, for the benefit of the doubt, they're predominantly going to be trolls. They're going to be
AI.
Bots. Not trolls and bots, but trolls most bots. Trolls are bots. Okay. And most of these like dumb bootlicking status comments are going to be mostly bots, and the Civil War bots that they have out there that are trying to stir the pot. And I honestly don't believe that these are real human beings, but they're going to be like, permits and and regulations save people and are healthy. I mean, look at all the medical procedures that the FDA have approved. Look at all the pharmaceuticals that the FDA has approved that's killed millions of people. And you know, just I thank Satan for the Food and Drug Administration and the good that they do protecting all the little children. Think about that. You got client lists, you got little kids, right? And all this stuff going on.
Yep.
And these stormtroopers, they got they're going to save you. They're going to protect you from the sour cream, y'all. The stormtroopers, you got
Not like he's selling his products at Walmart.
Yeah, you got little kids.
It's just like a little private group.
You got little kids, you got trafficking, you got all these things. And these stormtroopers and these other bureaucrats.
You got illegals pouring over the border.
And you got
everything.
Denise and Sherry and the gang. And they're going to protect you from sour cream.
And chocolate milk.
And chocolate milk. Chocolate milk, y'all. Sour cream and chocolate milk. That's a hard day's work. Thank you for your service. You are a great American.
A piece of crap.
It's unbelievable.
I know, it's terrible.
And I mean, we should be incredibly, you know, this could be happening right next door. If you buy your food direct from someone, from a farmer, if you're buying raw dairy somewhere, this could be happening to you.
Yeah. Correct.
Is this still alive? Yes, we are live.
And we are reading y'all's comments and everything like that. We are
reading
your
comments.
But
yeah, and we do have Satan to thank for this, because this is the beast system beasting. And there comes a date and time when if you can't participate, you cannot participate. You can't be the beast finger, index finger. All right. You don't get a pass.
Yeah.
And you might as well make the decision now. It's crazy.
We are going to have a questionnaire section on the podcast. So if you have some questions for us for the podcast or for the show, put them in all capitals and we will answer them here in a little bit. But we got anything else?
You're going to have to go back and listen, because we just went through all of the felonious allegations. Yep. We read the response from Robert Barnes, his counsel. And that's the other thing. I mean, there's been all these resolutions that have already been made. This guy's paid $500,000 in fines and penalties. He's conforming. He's jumping through their stupid hoops. And then they're going to stormtrooper him like this. It's just absurd. It's just an abuse of power. It's disgusting.
Really, yep.
And this could be a test balloon for your neighbor, y'all.
Yeah.
This could be a test balloon for
the
family that you buy some of your food from. Yep. And if you're growing food and selling it, this could be you.
Yeah.
All right.
Very easily.
Absolutely could be you. And they've done this so many times in America, and they've been doing this since the 90s. And it's they repackage and do the same thing, and all the Sherry's and all the Denise's and the Karen's, and they get really scared of the sour cream and the chocolate milk. And then the stormtroopers, the obese stormtroopers, that if they would just have a heart attack before they kick the door in.
Meanwhile, the Sherry's and the Karens out there, that, no offense to anybody named Karen, though, y'all are good. But, you know, these people, they want to have the guts to go knock on this guy's door. All they're doing is they love that they can press a button, call it up and be like, blah, blah, blah. go rate his place.
Yeah, it's a social media. It's like
they want to have the guts to go and rate it themselves.
It's like being cocky on Twitter. You know what I mean? You wouldn't dare say it to somebody's face. Yeah. And Sharon and Denise, they wouldn't lift their finger to help a single soul. No. They lift their finger to stuff their own pockets and to worship Satan.
Yep.
And they are, doing Satan's bidding, right?
Yep.
They're literally like the embodiment and the personification of Satan. And that's not hyperbole.
Yeah. I mean,
they are disgusting and everybody should be absolutely disgusted by them.
Yeah.
And the fact that these charges and allegations are fraudulent and that laws were broken.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. To just club
by the lawmakers,
just to club this poor guy,
over and over again.
Please have compassion for this man
for the third time now.
Yeah, the third time after he's jumped through all their hoops
and paid $500,000.
Yeah, he's jumped. Fines. He's done all the things, and he might have not have done everything right the first time.
No,
and who does everything right the first time?
You can't.
But law enforcement has purposely done everything wrong and they break all their own rules. And there's no accountability.
Yeah.
And so eventually the brown shirts, eventually, if you're a brown shirt and you're just doing your job, eventually you either shouldn't be able to sleep at night or you're soulless and you're just content with going to hell and you're cool about it. You're cool about your place in the beast machine, and you're just really cool with harassing, and you'll be great with gathering everybody up into, FEMA cars or whatever. I don't know. It's insane. It's weird. There's no real way to overstate it or to be hyperbolic about it. It's just, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And the irony of the fact that this man and his family are Amish.
Yeah.
These are pacifist people. And they're trying to live a peaceable life and they're bringing value to their community and they're offering, products and services that privately that people want.
Mm.
And they are being harassed about sour cream and about buffalo meat. It's absurd. It's absurd and it's offensive and it's satanic. And, we need to talk about it because it's the next time it's where you buy your food unless you just buy your food at Walmart.
Yeah.
And then now if you just buy your food at Walmart, you're good. You're all set.
Yep.
You're going to be able, as long as they continue to stock the limited shelves that they're going to stock when the next crunch, when the next lockdown hits, you're gonna, if you shop at Walmart and you're happy
your
and
little
cool with that,
social
you're
gonna, credit you're gonna be score fine. Card yeah. And you get the right stuff injected in your body,
get your CBD Walmart buying card that has your central bank digital currency and you got your UBI for being a good little social soldier on Twitter. You got a good social score on the X,
your check mark,
so you'll get your good DEI score.
Yep.
And you'll get to buy your kibble at Walmart.
3D printed.
And don't worry about it.
3D printed kibble.
If you're cool with buying soy kibble at Walmart with your Hunter Biden art sale at Walmart. If you're cool with buying soy kibble at Walmart, then don't worry about it. Don't worry about Amos Miller. Mm. Don't worry about the stormtroopers, right?
Buy your Impossible Burgers.
Yeah, and if you buy your ultra pasteurized sour cream at Walmart, then, be very afraid of raw sour cream and raw milk and chocolate milk and buffalo meat. And send Sherry and Denise a thank you card for being good little satanic minions to harass this guy. We stopped in to check on Amos Miller today. They gave no warning of a siege. They showed no IDs and no warrant. They took pretty much everything, not just the eggnog. Someone claims they got ill from. Yep, that's what we're just reading.
Yeah.
So that conforms to what we just read.
Mm.
Migrants taking our jobs. I think, I think these migrants are, I'm more concerned about other things migrants are going to do that have nothing to do with jobs or work, but
yeah, Yeah.
The military age migrants. I don't think they're coming to take our jobs.
No, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, that would actually be nice. Because I always say that unemployment isn't low enough if you haven't tried to get help from current generation with, you know,
terrible
purple hair and different things and like
purple breathers.
Purple breathers. Hey, you know what? I don't like the dole and all that stuff, but I wouldn't be upset if this person was sitting at home getting unemployment. Like I might be able to actually find what I'm looking for and go about my day in a quicker, better, happier fashion if this person was getting UBI, playing Sony PlayStation, Call of Duty 48.
Rather than them sitting around and playing the game on your clock while you pay them on the job.
But yes, y'all, please check. Okay, so I'll tell you where you can go here. So this article is on the LancasterPatriot.com, and it's on January 4th. You can go there, and in this article at the bottom is the Give, Send, Go link, help Amos Miller stay in business. And unfortunately, my iPad, I can't drag and drop to the screen here, or I would just do that.
But how much have they already raised?
They're trying to raise $150,000. They've already raised $66,000.
That's awesome.
And so if you feel compelled, if you feel led, go there, give. But here's what you can definitely do. Spread the word.
Yep.
Share this video. This is going to go out in all of our formats. So this is on
podcast,
YouTube, X, and Rumble.
Yep.
And this will get uploaded as a podcast. We want to push this information out. It's just, it's troubling and it's incredibly sad. And, you know, we have borderline like World War III and, you know,
there's a lot of
Ukraine, there's Gaza, there's all this stuff. And they're going to pick on this guy. I mean, there's homeless.
Yep.
There's like crackheads everywhere. There's meth addicts, there's fentanyl, there's kids like finding fentanyl and dying from touching it. You know,
where are they finding that?
Laying around. There's like drug epidemic. Yeah, everywhere. Yeah,
anywhere and everywhere.
There's drug epidemics. There's, you know, crackheads, homeless everywhere.
Yeah.
And stormtroopers and Sherry and Denise are worried about sour cream, chocolate milk, and Amos Miller. Sour cream, chocolate milk, and Amos Miller.
And it sounds like Clown World 2.0.
And assault raw milk. Like they're worried about black milk jugs full of assault raw milk. And it's that insane.
It is that insane. Yeah.
And it's just frustrating. And, you know, we grow our own food and we sell beef and whatnot. And
yep.
And this could easily be happening to anyone.
Yep.
It's just.
And all the time and the effort and everything.
And it's psychotic. And really, we need these public servants, whatever. That died like, I don't know, this right before the Civil War or something. Yep. We need all these public servants to quit and get a real job. You want to shrink government? These losers, if you're not a loser, you need to quit. If you're not fully consigned and cool with just being a part of the beast system and being a tentacle of the beast and being the henchman of Satan, you need to quit, ditch your supposed pension. They're going to take it, y'all. They're taking it all. So if you're waiting around for, I think of these people that took a shot for their pension and croaked, right? There are people that took a shot to keep their pension and died.
And knew that they were going to die.
And what good is that?
And told their family, don't take it because you will die.
Yeah. And it's the same thing. It's the same exact thing.
Died.
And these stormtroopers.
Literally.
They're doing this stuff. And yeah, but my pension. And if I don't follow my orders, I can't get my pension. And they're going to be I only have to kill like 3 people. And I'll get to keep my pension. Well, I really only have to kill. And I don't really have to kill anybody.
Just got
to
push this button.
But I just have to look the other way, or I just, I just have to push the red button.
Yeah.
When, you know, when I'm in the door, when the, when I'm in the room with the door locked and I push the red button, that's my job. I push the red button. I don't know what happens when I push the red button. I just push the red button.
Yep.
You know, don't ask, don't tell.
They're the bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's sad. And it's crazy. But yeah. So share this, push this information out.
Yep.
And just let's create some awareness. This is the third time. They're gonna look, they could a rational, logical, satanic person. Would say, hey, let's pick somebody else to pick on. We'll spread this around.
Spread the love.
We don't want it to look like we're picking on this one guy. There's tons of people doing this. Let's pick on somebody else. He's not
the only Amish farmer.
He's not the only organic farmer.
Organic farmer
that isn't breaking one of 5,800 trillion statutes.
Yep.
Right? So let's just go harass and collect from somebody else. No. They want this guy
destroyed,
and
they want to destroy him. That's what they want to do.
Be praying for Amos Miller, praying for his family, pray for Robert Barnes. And that maybe the other reason why they're doing this is they want to display that our legal system is, it's a total
bull
banana republic.
Yep.
That's the part of this repetition and picking the same guy, even though he's complying.
Yep.
This is part of the postmodern deconstruction of Western society, representative government, and, you know, free, fair and speedy trial and all these different things, and a jury of your peers and all that stuff. Yeah, that has to be completely deconstructed. And that's why they're attacking Amos Miller again. It has nothing to do with sour cream, has nothing to do with assault raw milk. It's got nothing to do with chocolate milk, which I never thought about that. But chocolate milk is probably the assault milk of the milk family because it's menacing looking. It's dark.
That's true.
You know, and I'm not going to get into the other stuff because then people are, you know, I did, that just came to me.
Yeah.
And so there's no, like, yeah. But, like, I digress on all that, Okay. Well,
at least this is a comedy show.
Foot in mouth disease.
There you go.
I ate too much raw goods from farmers that grew it organically, and I developed hoof and mouth disease. And I guess I digress here. Wow.
Man.
But yeah, they just, you know, they want to deconstruct every portion of civil society and create total chaos. And that's the purpose of continuing to harass this one guy and not spread the love.
Yep.
100%. So let's push this information out there. Be praying for this man, pray for his family, and pray that he gets the attention, shine some light on this. And hopefully these cockroaches will crawl back under the rocks they crawled out of. And Denise and Sherry will get a conscience. I said it right.
There you go.
And hopefully these storm troopers will retire and they'll let find something like
better to do.
Z-Zier, some pink hair Z-Zier, like, can badge up and do the bidding of the beast. All right. That's what's got to happen. It's probably what's going to happen. But
that's going to be even worse.
Anyway, hey, this is an emergency broadcast. If you are hearing this transmission, you are the resistance. We love and appreciate y'all. And this is a value for value proposition. If you love what we do and you appreciate us, please go over to thetexasboys.com. Yep.
We partner with several local farms around our area and our local community, and we give them a spot to sell their products over on our website, thetexasboys.com, from locally roasted CBD coffee, Lion's Mane coffee, all types of different types of normal coffees, flavored coffees. We have raw honey from our honey guy, and he gets that all for us, and then we just put our label on it. And I'm trying to think. And then what we produce on our farm is the food forest in the box. So if you want to
still available,
start your own food forest,
line up and
grow some fruit trees, grow some amazing healthy fruit for yourselves and for your family and for your community, go check out the food forest in the box. It is still available, but it won't be available for that much longer, just because of the winter months setting in and the tree is fully going dormant and they're going to start to burn back a little bit. So yeah, just wanted to say that
our honey isn't in glass jars because you just can't ship it.
And you can't.
So we've tried it and it doesn't work. And so it is in plastic.
Sadly.
So you have to transfer it into glass. Yep. That's what we do. So,
yep. But it's not sitting in the plastic for that long or anything like that. You know, it's very fresh.
Yeah.
Very, very fresh.
And we try to ship it out right away. And there's just no way to do the glass thing.
Sadly.
And we had to actually, it got so bad with shipping, we had to stop doing gallons because they would abuse it.
Well, we had people would abuse it in the shipping and steal it too.
Yes, both. Yeah, it was literally liquid gold.
Yep.
And we had about $1,000 go.
Somebody has about $1,000 worth of honey right now. They're just sitting and back. So
we're like, well, we're not eating it. You know, we're not really down with like UBI. We were like UBI honey. We were like a UBI honey. And there's some very portly UPS driver out there that's sitting on $1,000 of honey. Or maybe not. Maybe he's eating it all by
Carlos, himself. I saw your order come in. Thank you, buddy.
I think his name is Pooh Bear. So that's why we don't have the gallons anymore. We get asked a lot about the gallons.
Yep.
And we just can't.
But we do have anymore. 5 pounds. 5 pound honeys.
Yeah. And the 5 pounds
it's Pooh Bear.
And that's what's cool. You know, we were completely considering, and it was gonna stink. We're like, we're gonna have to stop doing the honey, man. We're like bleeding out. We're like bleeding honey.
Yep.
And we're like, hey, how about we get rid of the gallons?
Yep.
And we do appreciate the support.
Absolutely.
Like, we have so much repeat customers and repeat business. We love and appreciate y'all.
Yeah, and that's why we just really feel for Amos, because
exactly
we run a little shop, you know, here out of our house, and we're like, man, what if they would come here
exactly
and do it to us? And they totally could if they wanted
totally
to.
Totally could.
It could be anybody. So we I would hope
that they came here and did it to us, and we put the message out. I would hope that other people would pick that up and say, hey, look what they're doing to these people.
And
like, hey man, get an honest job. Get a real job. Be a human being.
Take a
soul.
Yep.
And go actually do something positive in the world instead of a stormtrooper protecting people from sour cream and chocolate milk.
Mm. Yeah. And we're paying with our tax money for those dummies to be there too.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. Everybody's paying for them to go there and raid. It's dumb.
I wish they were taking the food to feed illegal immigrants. They're not. They're going to throw it away because it's dangerous.
I promise you.
They're not that
smart. Boots on it. No, they're stupid.
No.
Terrible. The last time they raided, they went and threw it in the dump.
Yeah.
So why would they change it up? No, they're going to throw that crap. They're throw that really expensive food away.
Yeah, it's sour cream, y'all. It's
because
scary.
That's the government. That's what they do.
It's salt milk. All right, y'all. Well, hope y'all have a great night. Thanks for coming on this emergency broadcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for participating, hanging out. And we love and appreciate y'all. And remember, y'all, stay fearless, my friends.